This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vulture. Optimized cloud compute plans have landed at Vulture to deliver lightning-fast processing power courtesy of third-gen AMD EPYC processors without the I/O or hardware limitations of a traditional multi-tenant cloud server. Starting at just $28 a month, users can deploy general-purpose, CPU, memory, or storage-optimized cloud instances in more than 20 locations across 5 continents. Without looking, I know that once again Antarctica has gotten the short end of the stick. Launch your Vulture optimized compute instance in 60 seconds or less on your choice of included operating systems, or bring your own. It's time to ditch convoluted and unpredictable giant tech company billing practices and say goodbye to noisy neighbors and egregious egress forever. Vulture delivers the power of the cloud with none of the bloat. Screaming in the Cloud listeners can try Vulture for free today with $150 in credit when they visit getvulture.com/morning. That's getvulture.com/morning. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
Hello and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief covering last week in AWS security. Now, I've been at RSA all week when you're listening to this, but I should be clear that I recorded this before I went. Now, ideally, I haven't died from too many people trying to sell me firewalls, but more on that next week, I hope and trust. Let's get into it. Nick Jones has an in-depth review of the AWS security model that I linked to previously, going into a lot more depth about things that are great and things that are less than great, which is awesome. Protocol has a write-up that reaffirms that there isn't some kind of selection bias going on my end over here. Microsoft Azure has seen 6 nightmare cloud security flaws over the past year. Yikes. And if you have an Elasticsearch cluster and find that your data has been replaced with a ransom note, congratulations, you're winning an increasingly popular Elasticsearch cluster negligence award.
DoorDash had a problem. As their cloud-native environment scaled and developers delivered new features, their monitoring system kept breaking down. In an organization where data is used to make better decisions about technology and about the business, losing observability means the entire company loses their competitive edge. With Chronosphere, DoorDash is no longer losing visibility into their application suite. The key? Chronosphere is an open-source compatible, scalable, and reliable observability solution that gives the observability lead at DoorDash Business confidence and peace of mind.
Read the full success story at snark.cloud/chronosphere. That's snark.cloud/chronosphere. Now, AWS had 3 things of note to talk about. The first is that AWS Systems Manager announced support for port forwarding to remote hosts using Session Manager. This is a plausible way to potentially disable SSH organization-wide. If I had a serverful environment myself, I would consider it. They have a post up on when and where to use IAM permissions boundaries, but I'm still confused about how IAM permissions boundaries work and what they are. This post helps, but it's still too in the weeds arcane for me. I need you to make it yet simpler. And there was a security vulnerability in AWS's managed workflows for Apache Airflow. 2 API calls that the service used to interact with IAM were not well thought out. AWS, as of this recording, has been silent on the topic. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Thanks for listening. I'm hoping to go survive RSA now.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.